Hello, this is Roger Bolton with the latest Feedback Podcast. This week I'll be discussing whether a BBC Breakfast presenter should have taken sides on the issue of homosexuality. After a controversial on-air debate, he has now left the station. Did he jump, or was he pushed? I'll also be talking to Alan Dean about his last ever series of Lives in a Landscape, in which he persuaded a nun to sing the West Ham United anthem, I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles. And the new hit Radio 4 comedy duo The Pin will explain how they live and work together and still remain friends. Well, sort of. I do hope you enjoy the podcast. Hello. I want to tell you what I really think of the Director General, the Today programme and the Archers. I want to, but of course I am a BBC presenter, so I have no views. This BBC presenter said exactly what he thought about attitudes to homosexuality and has now left the corporation.
Yes, homophobia is bigotry. So do you support bigotry?
Well, this isn't homophobia. This is God's word.
In feedback this week, listeners to Ian Lee's BBC local radio breakfast show discussed whether he went too far and asked whether he jumped or was pushed. Also in the programme, is this the future of the comedy double act?
He's told us that classic double acts are always bickering and that unless we can get into a big row tonight, we're going to be taken off the airwaves.
Yes, I mean, I think we really shouldn't agree on anything tonight, Ben.
Oh, no, I think you're absolutely right there, mate.
New comedy duo The Pin seemed to have punctured some listeners' preconceptions about Radio 4 comedy. They actually enjoyed it. Also this week, you've been asking whether the BBC World Service is now an arm of British foreign policy.
Ultimately, it comes down to a battle of hearts and minds, and the BBC, of course, have got a role to play in that.
And as listeners praise his recent revealing encounter with West Ham football fans, Alan Dean reflects on 10 years of Radio 4's Lives in a Landscape.
If I can professionally do what I believe in, being able to talk and prompt and encourage people to tell their stories, that is something that I will always want to continue doing.
But we begin with a BBC local radio story. Many of you have been tweeting and emailing us over the past fortnight about the departure of comedian and presenter Ian Lee from his breakfast show on BBC Three Counties Radio. So what's gone wrong? Well, earlier this month, Ian Lee hosted a discussion about LGBT, that's lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender rights, and now no longer works for the station. The focus of the controversial discussion was a Pentecostal minister who was banned from preaching in a prison after he quoted passages in the Bible which condemn homosexuality. Ian Lee interviewed Libby Powell, a lawyer from an advocacy group called Christian Concern, which defended the minister's actions.
Do you support bigotry?
This is not bigotry.
Homophobia is bigotry. So do you support bigotry?
Well, this isn't homophobia. This is God's word, and this is talking about
Corinthians.
Many of you on both sides of the argument wanted to have your say about the incident.
Ellen Brightman, and I'm calling from Northwood Hills in Middlesex. I thought the interview with Ian Lee and Libby Powell was absolutely spot on. I think Ian Lee was absolutely correct to put his own point of view across.
In those verses, it's not just about the homosexual sin. It's also about people who have sex before marriage. It's about people
who steal.
I did that. Okay. Yeah, okay. Well, in God's eyes, not in Barry's eyes, in God's eyes, you're a cynic just like me. Okay, I've done some of that.
Can I tell you, Libby, I am absolutely nothing like you. Absolutely nothing like you, because I don't think I'm a bigot, and I don't hate groups. I don't hate people who fall in love with people. Interestingly,
my name is Michael Bolton, and I'm calling from Aylesbury. But I think it was an overall good interview that it challenged somebody on some rather unpleasant views. And I think he took the standpoint that people listening would like somebody to be questioning those views and those statements. Losing the show is a great pity and loss to the station. It may make other journalists or presenters worried about being robust and challenging to people.
Later in the programme, Ian Lee interviewed Barry Trahorn, the minister who had been banned from preaching in prison.
Yeah, I'll tell you something, friend. You can choose to live.
Please stop calling me friend, Barry, because we're not friends. I couldn't be friends with someone so hateful.
Choose to live. Well, not hateful at all. I've got no hate in me.
Apart from the gays.
God loves you. I love the gays. But God loves them. They can choose to live as they want, but God has a standard.
Anna Fraser. I was pleased to hear that BBC Three Counties Radio apologised for the way Ian Lee conducted the interview with Barry Trahorn and Libby Powell. Perhaps it wasn't such a good idea to choose a comedian to discuss religious doctrine. His ignorance of the subject was embarrassingly obvious, and his attitude, that of a bully.
Ian Lee also spoke to Tracy Byrne from the Lesbian and Gay Christian Movement. On social media, there's a commonly held view that Ian Lee was pushed out of three counties because of the incident. The BBC did not confirm reports that he was sacked, just saying that he would no longer be presenting his shows on the station, adding that they wish him well for the future. Well, I'm now joined by two of Ian Lee's former listeners who contacted Feedback about the interview and Ian's subsequent departure. Helen Cross, a Christian who donates to Christian Concern, the advocacy group Libby Powell is associated with, and Robert Moore, who was a big fan of Ian Lee's show. Robert Moore, do you think Ian Lee went too far?
Absolutely not. It's what we expect from Ian Lee. He's always been passionate. He's always been honest. He's always given his point of view. And I would expect nothing less from him this time, because from what I could see, it was quite an extreme point of view, and I'd expect him to counter it.
Helen Cross, do you think Ian Lee went too far?
I do, because I think challenging is always good and probing, you know, alternative viewpoints is excellent. But when you start denigrating people's character, pulling them down, calling them bigots, calling them homophobic, that is just not debate and open discussion. That is just slating somebody else full stop, and it went through the whole interview.
Well, Robert, the key question here, I think, is what is the presenter's role in these circumstances? Do you think that presenters should be neutral?
Absolutely not. I mean, if they want to be neutral, if that's what the audience wants, then that's absolutely fine. But in this case, we know what Ian's like. Ian always gives his honest point of view. He's always passionate. I mean, he's brilliant to interview, and he can go from a really light-hearted piece straight through to a really serious piece and be really sensitive with people who are really in pain. And I think he's shown his mettle, really.
Helen, do you think that presenters, in principle, should be neutral?
In principle, no. I think good debate, I think passion is there. But as Robert's just mentioned, Ian can be sensitive, and I wish he had been on that occasion. And if he'd understood or listened to her point that the God she was referring to loves humanity but doesn't agree with some lifestyles, I think it could have been an excellent interview.
Robert, do you accept that distinction between, as it were, the sin and the sinner? You don't think it's a sin, presumably, but equally, is it not right for the church or people who believe that to point that out if it's a sin, and it doesn't necessarily mean they're condemning the sinner?
But by just saying that you're condemning, say it's a sin, is automatically condemning somebody. It's a frightening situation, and I just think the whole Christian lobby has got to temper the language as well.
But perhaps the question here is not whether the Christian lobby should temper their language, but whether the presenter should temper his language.
But I think their language is so offensive and so extreme that he has to. That's
Helen,
the only thing he can do.
Helen?
I would just come back to Robert and say, is the offensive words he's referring to things like sin? Because if it is, just to repeat again, we are all in the same boat, you know, in a different way. And the interview was following the gentleman who worked at the prison, who was a minister, who was in church, talking from the Bible, the Christian viewpoint. It was very much within context.
But it was condemned. It was condemning.
You obviously won't agree on this, but can I ask you, do you agree in that you both enjoyed Ian Lee as a presenter, and that in a way you wish he was still there? Robert, obviously, I would think you do.
I think he's one of the biggest talents that this country's got. I'd like to see him on a national station. Something like LBC again would be great.
Helen, do you also regret his departure for Three Counties Radio?
I don't, but obviously I don't know whose decision it was, but I wouldn't like to see him treat anyone of any sexual orientation, belief, faith, gender, race or anything in the way he treated Libby Powell.
My thanks to listeners Helen Cross and Robert Moore. The BBC has responded to the listeners you've heard on Feedback and to the wider debate that is still raging fiercely on social media as follows.
We cannot comment on individual contracts. We would like to stress that the BBC's news programmes have the highest editorial standards. We expect presenters to robustly challenge contributors' views without causing offence and to uphold rules on impartiality by not expressing personal opinions. The language and tone Ian used were inappropriate. Both Ian and the BBC have since apologised.